We go to Yambio, where Yambio in Western Equatoria State. We are joined by our colleagues from the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, which is UNICEF. Now, UNICEF South Sudan will be talking to us this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show, and we're glad to have with us on the line from Yambio, Alier Bulen Ngong, who is a specialist, UNICEF South Sudan, and he will focus on urban water supply project that is happening there in Yambio. We'll also have Alice Naumba, who is Managing Director for Yambio Urban Water and Sanitation Company Limited, and she will be talking to us about the local ownership and sustainability of these projects. And we have Clement Batanawo, who is UNICEF Chief of Field Office Yambio, and will provide insight into other UNICEF interventions in Yambio, Western Equatoria State. Well, good morning to all of you, Alier, Alice, and Clement. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show this morning.
Morning. Good morning. Thank you for hosting us.
Yes, thank you for being with us here online as well from Western Equatoria State on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Let's start with you, Alier Bulen Ngong. Yesterday, UNICEF and its partners commissioned the Urban Water Supply Project right there in Yambio. Can you describe this project for us? And let's begin with you, Mr. Alier Bulen. Now, yesterday, UNICEF and its partners commissioned the Urban Water Supply Project right there in Yambio. Can you describe this project to us?
Yes. Thank you to Raya and to your listeners as well. What happened yesterday was a very, very important event. It was the handover of the Yambio Urban Water Supply System to the government and to the local operator, UASCO. So this project is started as a generous grant by the German government to the government of South Sudan. It cost about $2.3 million. It dates back to 2013, but the implementation was delayed because of the internal crisis that the country experienced. And we know these crises also brought so many vulnerable people to the town. And so UNICEF thought of following these people to the urban centers. And the objective for this project was to provide clean drinking water to the population of Yambio. Before the project, only 36% had access to clean water sources, and the project also employed modern technology to enhance resilience, use the composed of two boreholes which were added to the existing sources, and these boreholes are powered by solar system, which is important. It proves that it's a low carbon footprint project, which does not pollute. And it is composed of a transmission and a distribution network, extensive pipeline network, about 36 kilometers, and storage facilities, which avails almost half a billion liters for the residents of Yambio. So that's about the project. And the other benefits, the health benefits, if I can add, is that it helps women and children, particularly school-age children, to regain their lost opportunities to attend schools. And
All right.
So that's what I can say at the moment.
All right. Thank you, Alier. Stay with us, please. All of you stay with us online because we're going to the news headlines. And when we come back, we'll talk to Clement and Alice about this particular project that is in Western Equatorial State and particularly in Yambio, where UNICEF are there actually with partners commissioned the urban water supply project in Yambio. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and this is where the big conversation begins every morning. Remember, you can as well share your thought with us. Now, Clement, good to have you once again. How many people are going to be served by this project, and how does this project improve the lives of people and complement some of the health programs in Western Equatorial State?
Thank you. Thank you, David William, for hosting us this morning. Direct to the question that you have asked, it is estimated that over 45,000 people in Yambio town will have access to clean water through this water that was inaugurated yesterday, and that will be managed by the UASCO.
All right. And also with us is Alice. Alice, thank you once again for being on the line and talking to us this morning. This project has been handed to you as the water authority in Yambio. How significant is this project in the scope of water service provision in town?
Thank you so much, Miraya FM. This project is very important for the provision of clean and safe water to the citizens of Yambio town. Because clean water is very important and a human right. Everybody is entitled to have clean water, to have a good health. Mm-hmm. And we have been waiting for this project so that it can also make our company to provide the service that we are needed to do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And just because we had a disruption of the service earlier on, we could not continue. But let's go right now into your final messages and messages that you like to send out there, particularly when it comes to this project that was launched yesterday. I'll give you less than a minute each. Let's start with you, Mr. Alier, and then come to Clement and Alice. Mr. Alier, tell us what message you like to send out there when it comes to this particular project and what UNICEF has done there.
Thank you. In fact, the important message from my perspective is that this water facility that has been inaugurated or handed over to UASCO is a very important asset for the government and for the people. So the challenge is to how to sustain it and how to keep supporting it. And so that it keeps to continue to provide the services for which was established. So that is very, very important, and particularly for the government. Because donors come and go, but the people are there, the government is there, they should keep an eye on this facility and support it.
All right, thank you. And Clement, what will be your message?
The key important message for this project is very linked to what Alia has just mentioned, which is about sustainability. But the point I'm trying to bring about the communities in Yambio, mm-hmm. also the South Sudan, is that the business community should not be left out in this project, because in order to sustain it, the businesses have to provide the tools and the spares that will be required in the long run when this system breaks down. Now there's already a plan in place that this water is going to be paid for. So the community should prepare to pay very little amount, which I think my colleague Alice will explain in detail. And as cheap as for the Jerry comes about $100.
£100,
which affordable by community. So in order to sustain this project, we have to pay a little fee that will be used to sustain this program, and the business community should also be part of this program and provide in their shops, in their stores, the spare parts that we can use the money collected from this water
in order to sustain this project.
All right. Thank you. And yes, Alice, just in less than a minute, please.
Thank you so much. My message to the community and to the entire public is let them use the water. I know that they are boreholes, other sources, but my appeal for them is to use this water. It's clean, it is safe, and it can protect lives. It is at an affordable price, like 20 liter jerrycan at 25 SSP. And I'm encouraging all the households in Yambio at least to reserve one or two jerrycan clean for only drinking water. That will save the household. And we are also appealing to the our water vendors to always be there for the people, to provide the water, to open the kiosk from morning to evening. We are encouraging other households to come for household connection that will begin soon. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for all of you, to Alice. Thank you, Clement. And thank you, Alier, for talking to us this morning from Western Equatorial State Capital, town of Yambio. Remember, if you can share your thought with us on that particular story or any that you have heard.